Do you know Archie performing at Rumors Comedy Club? You may have seen him on Jimmy Kimmel Live. First of all, how was that experience to be on Jimmy Kimmel?
Man, it was great, man. He gave me the alley-oop, old Jimbo. Dude, tossed it up, man. And, you know, they make it fun. I've been to a couple late night sets of my friends on other shows, and it'll feel cold in the room. You know, somehow it's small. The rooms are always smaller than they look on TV. But the comic is standing. It's such the opposite of a comedy club.
Right.
And you're standing, the host is over there, and you're standing hella far from the audience. And you're just saying these jokes and just kind of waiting for them to. It's so not organic. But there in Kimmel, he has the show, and then he moves the crowd to a separate room.
Right, right.
That's a little set up to kind of like a comedy club.
Sure.
And so they just set you up to win, man. They set you up to have your you know, a good time. And I knew it was going to be short. I mean, if you think about it, too, it's the end of it's late night TV.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not serious stuff.
Yeah,
it's the end of joke.
It's like winding down.
It's
after
the winding down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're the last of that.
Exactly.
So
it's
completely like I just took it easy. I prepared and then was like, this is going to be, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of a good time. And it was cool.
Late night performances. Is it true that you performed on a cruise ship?
I did the cruise circuit, man.
Now,
this is true.
Now, with the cruises, now being on a cruise and knowing kind of the cruise lifestyle, what are your thoughts on this whole coronavirus and shutting down cruises because of all that?
You know, I'm glad I got out early. I'm glad I got out because I did the cruise circuit for like 2 months and off, right?
Yeah.
And it was not for me. You know, I'm glad I did it, but that is a place where comics go to kind of retire.
Is that true?
I think, man, because think about it. You're telling jokes at sea.
Yeah, that's true.
You're put out to sea. You're not even on dry land.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
just
like go out there and it's cool for like the first couple days, but then you realize how small the world is
because
you're just going to the port.
Yeah.
and then it's set up for the bunch of lazy fat Americans and Canadians. You see the worst of both.
So
the port is set up to look like there's like an Applebee's. It doesn't matter. Dominican. It doesn't matter.
Sure,
we're
yeah.
in Mexico. Elf seniors, senior frogs. And you're hearing country music. Blasting. You're not even in the country. You're
not even
visiting nowhere different.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stopped getting off the boat after a while.
The weird thing is people describe cruises as like cities on boats for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it seems like a last resort for some performers. Because I know, what was it? Like, I feel like I was a big fan of Boys to Men, and I saw them, like, they were from one, like, a cruise ship show. And for some reason, I was like, yeah, this is like the last resort.
Something about it does seem sad.
It
I don't
does,
know why.
Right?
I don't know why, even though it really can be dope.
Sure.
Like, I think there's a way. For me, I would do it now if it was like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Give me 1 or 2 days, and I get to say whatever I want.
Right. Was there criteria?
There was criteria.
Like, it was.
There was criteria, man, because there's three shows, at least the ones I was doing. It was the early show, which is 7 p.m., which is clean, and then kids could come in.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the 9 o'clock show where they say PG-13 or something, or something like that. And I don't know. Do they know that 13-year-olds are sleeping with these teachers? So I don't know what
especially
me,
in America, for sure.
What a 13-year-old is, that was when I was like, my sense of humor was raw, like at 13. So, and then there's a late night show where you could say kind of what you want.
Sure.
And then if you do good on the 9 o'clock show, because it's free for them, they've paid, so they could go, they'll go, oh, that was good. I'll see, or the 7 o'clock show, say you do decent.
Sure.
They're like, I'll see you on the late show. It's like, spread it out. Don't come back tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's cool, man, to just do as an experience, but it isn't.
It's not like a lifestyle for comedians.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
for me. And then you see these people get stuck on the boats, which is crazy, man. Like, because a couple people are sick. Now everyone's.
Yeah.
I jump off there. I would jump.
Forget this. Yeah.
I would dive off and swim to shore. There were people who were stuck off the coast of L.A. I lived in Sherman Oaks. That's yeah. like, I'm like, I could just, yeah. I'm going to swim, get an Uber, and go home, man.
Right.
You know, so they're getting sued now.
Yeah, yeah.
The boats are getting sued because yeah. everyone
all
gets.
All the quarantines.
Yeah, they're all getting
right?
sick
yeah,
on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is it true you did a pilot for a showboat that's centered around craft beer?
I did.
What is something that people might not know about craft beer that you kind of learned throughout the process of doing that pilot?
That there are a pilsner is a form of lager. I think that's what I didn't know.
Pilsner is a form of lager.
Yeah, I think that's yes, that's what I learned.
Were you a big fan of beer beforehand? Is that why they approached you, or was it just
no? I'm a fan of a good time.
Right.
And yeah. I like a good time. Don't threaten me to a good time. And I spent a lot of time in Vancouver, so the show was highlighting the craft beers
in
Vancouver. And I didn't know a lot about it. That's why it was a fun show to do.
Right.
So I'm not an expert on it, so I'm coming from an outside perspective.
Sure.
And there's not a lot of black people in craft beer, but you know, which I thought was interesting, and the craft beer, it what I liked about it is that each brewery had their own story,
and how
they expressed themselves through the beer.
Yeah,
what you know,
each kind of had like a mantra or like a motto.
Each one had a vibe and something with the community.
Yeah, yeah.
One dude had a lot of like he was obsessed with rats.
Okay.
Right.
Not like real
living rats, but there was fake rats all in his
like the brewery.
It was like a brewery / storefront.
Okay.
And it was rats everywhere, which is hella crazy.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. It's kind of nasty.
It's kind of nasty, then you just kind of like, are there not real rats? I mean, and then it smelled weird in there too. But the dude was so neat, man, because he was like an older cat. And you could see, I don't know if the trailer's out, but he was an older cat, but he was dressed like a punk. But he was like 60, and he was like, you know, like, kind of like, he looked like a pervert. He was like a pervert, but then he was a scientist, too. He was wild. And I said, how'd you get into it? He was into, like, doing science and other different things, and he just was like, I just got tired of it. I wanted to do, I like beer. And then he got into making beers, and so.
I guess you kind of have to have some sort of character along with when you get into that type of thing, yeah?
Well, you don't have to, but you do. It is an entrepreneurial kind of thing, so you could get into your, you know, weirdo bag or just kind of, you know, just go, hey, you had a hobby or something. There's some people who really like beer and, you know, turn it into something. Another guy worked with his son, and his son was the master brewer. And it was a little so that was, they had the family vibe. This guy had the freaky vibe. So, he was a freak come out at night. That was his vibe.
Jeez.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So.
I'm doing research. What is it about Quesnel, BC that you don't like?
Did I say I didn't like it?
Well, I think it wasn't that you didn't like. I think one of your worst shows was in Quesnel for some reason. Or you just didn't like the name Quesnel for some reason.
It's the name.
Is it about the name that you didn't like about Quesnel?
It's the way
I was gonna call it Quesnel.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's a silent S in there. And I was like, I don't like when I meet a new town that has a letter in it that doesn't and that no one is pronounces, so you don't know how to pronounce it. I was like, Quesnel?
Yeah.
Quesnel?
Dude, I had to double check. I was like, I got to make sure I tell Dito this right in terms of, like, if I say Quesnel, I'm probably going to get it wrong. So I had to double check on, like, YouTube just to be sure. I'm like,
Quesnel, why are you making it? No, exactly. You're being petty, Quesnel. Yeah. Like, no one cares. No one cares.
The fact that you're putting in more research to find the name, like the appropriate the appropriate pronunciation
it's
of the
name.
It's
a problem. Yeah. It's, no, I don't have no problem with Quinnell, man. In fact, I think I'll be doing a show out there in like a month. But it was the name. It was just the name. Quiznell. And it's like, come on, man. Don't make it harder for me to
I know, right?
come
yeah,
to
yeah.
this little weird town. So.
Well, you expect that like the French type of places, like in Quebec, because there's obviously it's like more French-sounding names. But for Quinnell, it's...
Right, if you're going to steal the land, just rename it something simpler. It's not even your land.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the same. Is it the same? I don't know. I haven't done enough research, but I don't hate the city. It was just... You know,
just the weirdness of the name. Yeah. That's it. You spent some time in Fresno. Is it?
I'm from Fresno. You're from
Fresno?
Born and raised in Fresno.
Lakers or Clippers in Fresno? What's the?
You know, we
or
were.
Is it, or
it's
is it split?
Split. It's split. Man.
Is it split?
It's just like it's split. Just like it's split with baseball and it's split with football as well.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because you got San Francisco
yeah.
fans and Raiders fans.
Sure, yeah.
So that's all Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then for me, I love Sacramento.
Right.
Growing up, I liked Sac.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings.
Sure, yeah.
And then, you know.
Like Chris Webber at times.
Chris Webber, Jason Williams.
Yeah.
But then you got Laker fans.
Yeah.
So it was more Laker than Clipper.
Was this before LeBron arrived, or was this
before LeBron? Because Kobe.
Yeah. Oh, that's
true. Rest in peace. Yeah. Kobe was there, and so you have a more of a it's split between the Bay Area.
Sure.
You know, Golden State, and or you could go down to the Lakers.
Sure.
That's
the road. I mean, well, not so much the Warriors this time around with
with the fair weather. People were fair weather as hell. Yeah, so
this might I don't mean to be awkward, man, but
has anyone
ever told you that you look like Kyle Lowry?
No.
Yeah, there's a similar. It might just be me. I'm bad at making comparisons, but there's something about your face that I'm like that. You kind of looks like Kyle.
You do have some thick glasses. So I don't know.
Man, I have bad eyesight too. It's bad eyesight too.
Thick glasses. Those look like binoculars.
Man, I don't even want to tell you my prescription too. It's bad. Last question I want to throw at you. Do you not like Flintstones because of the name?
Or? You know no, you know what? I think that's a good question. I didn't growing up.
You didn't?
I did not like
because of the name.
Like, But then I was like, and also the Flintstones is just a weird. It's a weird show. I don't know how it holds up.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if it holds up.
Yeah,
that's the main reason. It's like this dinosaur dog.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, the Flintstones, Dino. And I asked my dad because he named me Dino, and I finally asked him, "Why'd you name me Dino?" And he just like he was honest. He said, "Man, I was high." I was high. He said, I was watching the Flintstones, and I was high. And I said, yeah, that's a good name.
The fact that there's Fred and Barney and, like, all these, like, human names, but he goes with the dog name.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But I get maybe people say that it stands out. People don't think it's my real name.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Dino
yeah.
Archie.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was him, man. He was high. So I've come to grips with it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it now. But growing up, it was a little bit of a jam.
It was a little hard. Dino, man, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for taking the time, man.
Of course,
appreciate
it,
bro. I like this setup, man.
I'm glad. We're doing it.